1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Phone taps on the 20s, and today I call a woman who, why are you laughing? Why? What did I say?
She just thought it was funny when you said
on the 20s.
Just the
way you said that.
On the 20s?
Yeah. You never say that. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm supposed to tell everybody what's happening, and now I'm distracted.
It's just kind of like dorky.
Okay.
Say on the 20s.
Phone tap is happening.
It was a little dorky.
When it happens. And today, I call a woman who works at the post office.
Do you?
I do.
On the 20s.
On the 20s, I do it. A bunch of her coworkers emailed the show saying that she's been testy lately with a few rude customers.
Okay.
And she needs to have a little bit of fun. So how will she deal with a guy who tries to bribe her so he can sneak in and look through the mail during the nighttime?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We're going to find out how she reacts in your phone tap. When did they happen?
On the 20s.
That's right. That's right now.
Postal Center. This is Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. My name's Harry.
Hi, Harry. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
So, there's something that I kind of need help with. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, is this a mail-related question, Harry?
Yeah, it's about the mail.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a couple drinks last night, and then I go onto Facebook. Do you like Facebook?
Sir, did you mail somebody something that perhaps you shouldn't have?
What? I'm going to get to that in just a second here. It's just when I went on Facebook, they had one of their memory things pop up. And of course, it's a picture of me and my ex from 9 years ago.
Okay. I'm with you so far. What can I do for you?
So I was pretty out of it by that point and, emotional because of seeing the picture. And so that's why I decided to write her a letter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then when I woke up this morning, my neighbor told me that I was apparently crying on his doorstep and begging him to drive me to the postal drop-off box. And so I guess he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so it's not good. I know it's not good. Like, I know I'm definitely an emotional drunk. And there were some rough drafts that I found lying around my apartment where I called her my chubby Rapunzel.
Oh, no, sir.
And I said something about wanting to climb her hair and fall asleep in her conch.
Sorry, her what?
Her conch. It's a real thing. You can look it up later.
No, I know what it is. I'm just a bit confused.
Well, I need your help now because I have to stop that letter.
Sir, I am so sorry to inform you that by law, there's nothing I can do to interfere with the mail. Once that letter is sent, it is sent, and it cannot be unsent. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I knew it was a long shot.
Just make sure you don't do anything to deface that drop-off box, because that would be a criminal act.
Yeah. No, I won't. You feel bad for me, right?
Well, yeah, I think anyone would feel bad for you. That sounds terribly embarrassing, and I wish you the best, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Okay, I understand. But, what if you lost your keys to the mailroom accidentally and I, found them next to the dumpster?
No. This is a federal position. Not only would I lose my job, but I'd be committing a federal crime. There's a 0% chance of me doing anything that is not by the book.
Oh, I've been to your facility before. What if I just accidentally dropped an Abraham Lincoln next to the dumpster?
Oh, no.
And then you could find it on the ground.
Did you say an Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, a 5-spot.
It's a bit insulting on top of unreasonable. No, Harry, I'm so sorry. I do have to get back to work. I'm on the clock.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today? Do you need to purchase some stamps?
I didn't want to have to tell you this, but there's a really high chance that there's a picture in that envelope.
Well, this is the age of selfies, although I'm kind of impressed you printed one out.
Well, it's a Polaroid. I have a Polaroid camera, and let's just say the picture is not of my front.
Oh, Okay, sir, we got to wrap this up, all right? That's enough. This is not appropriate.
Look, I need help here. Like, if you could just,
sir, you
please.
Do need help, but not from the Postal Service. Perhaps you could call a therapist or a family member.
Well, I'm just
right?
asking.
I've got to hang up. I've got to get back to my station.
Like, if you find the letter, I don't mind if you looked at the picture for a second.
Oh, no, no. Okay.
You just all can't right. keep
that
it.
Is...
I'm very ashamed of the back of my body.
Sir, if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to report you myself.
You probably think I'm a really bad person, huh?
Honestly, there's a part of me that thinks you're putting me on. This seems like a bit much.
Which part of you? The back part of you or the front?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Is this some kind of a joke or something? Because...
Well, I mean, maybe it is kind of a joke.
Wait, we're serious?
Yeah, but it's not because of me. It's because of your coworkers, Tori, Bill, and James. Yeah.
You guys!
They wanted me to do a prank phone call. My name is actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God. I actually felt bad for you for a minute there.
They said that some of the customers have been getting on your nerves lately, so they wanted to play a joke on you.
Yeah, they know I'm a stickler for the rules.
Yeah, apparently you are. You will not bend, not even for a Lincoln.
Sounds like I gotta up it to 6 Washingtons now. Gotta dig deep.
Couple of Starbucks.
Yeah.
The order is small.
Oh, okay, now you're coming around. I'm gonna let you keep the Polaroid now.
Oh, my. All right. I really do have to get back to
it. Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.